You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in once again to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries, located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Just want to give a shout out to our fabulous pastors, Pastor Teresa Robinson and our very own Apostle Thomas Robinson. So God bless you to our pastors. Thank you so much for the opportunity just to be in the studio today, sharing the good news of the Lord. I'm your host for today, Evangelist Andre Jordan, and we just are excited about what God is doing at Victory. If you don't have a church home, or if you want a place just to pop in and visit during these times of the pandemic, please know that our doors are open. You can come in and safely socially distance wherever you'd like to your comfort and wear a mask, whatever you need to feel comfortable. But come out and join us and hear, take part in encountering Jesus and hearing the Word of God. So, Father, we just thank you today for every heart that's tuned in today that you've just divinely appointed to hear this broadcast. May we bring you glory by what we share from the Word of the Lord and under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost of God. We need you. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. And may your will be accomplished in our lives. May we grow closer to you in the knowledge of your love. And may someone that needs you hear that you love them today and would turn their lives over to you, Father, is our prayer. So I'm excited today because I've been observing and had been kind of looking at the life of Jesus. And we know that Jesus is our example. Jesus is our blueprint. Jesus is our pattern for life. And so I was thinking and looking at all that Jesus did, all that Jesus experienced, all that Jesus endured and went through. And I thought, wow, how was Jesus able to be victorious in everything he did? Now we know that Jesus is God, but we know that when Jesus came on earth, that he suffered and went through and faced and dealt with and was in all manners likewise tempted as we are. So he was in the flesh. So he went through things as a human. That way he could redeem us back to the Father. He was spotless. He was without sin. Absolutely. But he endured, he faced, he dealt with the exact same things that you and I face and deal with. Yet he was victorious. Yet he did not sin in any of it. And that's what I was pondering on. Pondering on the constant, the continual victory of Christ. And Jesus says in passages of scripture, we can do greater works than him, so we can do greater exploits. God can use us in greater capacities. But it also makes me realize that we can have and walk in the same level of victory as Jesus. I believe that today. I believe that as our example, and Jesus was our example, Scripture clearly says he was our example. He left for us a blueprint to follow. And if we will follow it, we will get Jesus results. I think about business franchises. McDonald's is a business franchise. And wherever you go, to whatever McDonald's you go to, definitely in the USA, a cheeseburger tastes like the same cheeseburger, whether you're in Melbourne, Florida getting it, or you're in Washington, D.C. getting it. Because the business franchise has laid out a specific blueprint, and every McDonald's franchise must adhere to and follow the blueprint. And that's how they have success. That's how they have consistency. And that's how they keep their customers happy. So the same thing, in using that analogy of a business franchise, that is what I'd like to communicate today. We can have the results, Jesus results, God results, supernatural results, if you and I will follow the blueprint of Jesus. And today I want to talk and speak about love. The kingdom sound today is love. We must walk in, continue in, abide in God's love. That was the key to Jesus's victory. So love was the key to Jesus's victory. So that means love will be the key to our victory. Let me go to the Word of God. Let me not go too far ahead without us turning and reading the Word of God, because that is our truth. That is our light. And so I want to not talk too much and take all of our time today talking and sharing, which is good. I'm coming out of the Word, but I want to also read the Word today. So let me just look really quick to, let's start with John 15. We know this scripture, very familiar. I am the vine, Jesus says, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that doesn't bear fruit, my Father, he takes it away. Every branch that bears fruit, my Father, he purges it, so it will bear even more fruit. God wants fruitful lives out of us. Now you are clean through the word, the message of the gospel that I have spoken unto you. Jesus said in verse 4, abide in me, let me abide in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abides and stays connected to the vine, no more are you and I going to be able to bear fruit alone if we don't stay connected to Jesus. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I abide in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch. That branch is withered, and men will gather those withered branches, and they'll throw them in the fire, and they are burned. But if you will abide in me, and let my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so shall you be my disciples. You're identified as my disciples because of your bearing much fruit. So the Father, verse 9 is where I want to get to. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. continue you in my love. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, verse 12, that you love one another as I have loved you. And greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and pause right there at verse 14. So we read out of John 15, verses 1 through 14. And we're talking about abiding in love, continuing in love, walking in love. I am persuaded today, persuaded that Jesus's victory at every obstacle, at every opposition, was because he remained in a place of love. He remained in the Father's love. And part of the blueprint for success for you and I is that we remain and abide in and continue in the love of Jesus Christ, the love of the Father. That is what we're missing out on today. Jesus faced many challenges, many obstacles, much opposition from the religious leaders of the day. The Pharisees were always full of a bag of tricks, trying to see how they, number one, could kill him if they could get away with killing him, how they could bait and trap him, how they could misrepresent and lie and slander and bear false witness against him. But through all of it, Jesus always got the victory. Jesus always came through, whether they tried to stone him, whether they tried to accuse him of breaking the law, whether they tried to accuse him of being the devil. He always got the victory. He always came through the battle, the opposition, the fight victoriously, and he never moved out of a place of operating in love. And that is many times the downfall of the body of Christ. We move in and out of love, but the scripture is encouraging us, abide in my love. Keep my commandments, abide in my love. Abiding in the love of the Father is protection for us and for our lives. The problem I see many times is based on the circumstance, based on the situation, we want to shift and move in and out of love. But I am persuaded we must remain in the love of God. We must remain in the love of the Father. We must remain in the love of Jesus. Jesus, beaten, spit upon, scourged, a crown of thorns pressed on his head, accusation after accusation after accusation, false accusation, nevertheless, he continued to remain in the love of the Father. Nevertheless, whatever was thrown at him, he remained in the love of the Father. Now, I got to ask a question. When it comes to you and I, if we are honest, how do we respond when different situations are thrown at us? How do we respond? Has anyone ever taken a beating in the natural and remained in the love of God? Has anyone been falsely accused but was able to remain in the love of God? That's powerful. What about the religious leaders of our day that have aught against us, speak poorly of us, slander, try to attack us? Are we able to remain in the love of God? It's so important, because I found that the love of God is a hiding place. And the enemy, the devil, tries to throw everything he can at us to pull us, lure us out of the love of God. How does he do it? Offenses are bait. Think about a mouse and a mouse trap and a piece of cheese or whatever you would put on a mouse trap. You're trying to lure the mouse out to take the bait, and the same way it is with the bait of Satan. He wants to lure us out to take the bait, but not so in the name of Jesus, because through Christ, you and I have the ability to remain and to continue walking in the love of God. We do not have to be moved. We can recognize the enemy. We can recognize and see the bait, see as it were the analogy, the piece of cheese, and we can resist through the power of the Holy Ghost of God. We don't have to be moved by cheese in a rat trap, cheese in a mouse trap. We can tell the enemy, not today, devil. I see your bait. I see your cheese. No, thank you. We don't have to fall prey to the enemy, because if we remain in a place of love, the enemy can't touch us. And I don't know if we realize that or not, but the enemy cannot touch us if we remain in a place of love. Every fiery dart, our shield of faith will extinguish it. So these are things we need to consider if we want to walk victoriously. And I know we want to walk victoriously. I know we want to please the Father. I know we want to come up. There's a higher level that we can go to. Sometimes we do well, right? Sometimes we do well. We're like, God, thank you. I didn't respond to that today. God, thank you. I hope I made you proud today. I hope I made you smile. Sometimes we do well and praise God for the days that we do well. Praise God for the days that the Lord is pleased. Praise God for the day that we get a smiley face from God. You know, that is our heart's desire, to please the Father, to bring Him much glory, to bear fruit, as the scripture we're reading is talking about us bearing fruit. But I believe there is room for improvement. There is room for growth in each of our lives. There's room for growth. There's room for improvement. There's room to ascend even higher in the love of God. There's room for me to go even higher in love. And that is what I see out of the life of Christ. That is what I see when I look at the life of Jesus. Even when people were getting smart with Jesus, think about the two thieves crucified on the cross, and the one getting smart and the one jesting and jabbing and poking at him, and the one finally asked him, God, remember me when you come into your kingdom, remember me. And Jesus says, this day you'll be in paradise. So even on the cross, we see Jesus staying in love. Another example, Stephen, as they were stoning Stephen, in a place of love, not pulled out of love, even to death, even in Christ, we see not pulled out of love, even to death, constrained by the love of God. Not even death could shift them and move them and pull them out of love. I want to love like Jesus. I want the love of the Father to be made manifest in me. I want to have the fruit of the Spirit operating in my life. I want self-control operating in my life, so that no matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter who comes, no matter who goes, no matter what we face, no matter what we're dealt, no matter what God allows, the Father's hand allows to come in and through our lives, I want to ascend in the love of God. I want to be rooted and grounded, as the scripture says, in love. I want to find what I say is that sweet spot that Jesus found. It's a place of victory, saints, that you and I can aspire to today. There is a greater place of victory, and I want it. And I want it for you. And I praise God for Jesus Christ, our elder brother, paving and showing us the way. I thank God for the Word of God today, revealing to us how we can be victorious, how we can be overcomers, how we can be conquerors, and it is through our love walk. It is through love. The Bible tells us faith works by love. I believe everything connected to God operates, functions, flows through love. And when I talk about love, so many times we misconstrue what it is. We think it's our feelings, but I'm going to say it. Love has nothing to do with our feelings. Love has nothing to do with our emotions. And we keep looking for that from one another. We keep looking for emotional love. We keep looking for feeling love from our brothers and our sisters. But I'm going to tell you, the love of God has nothing to do with our emotions. Think again about Christ and all he endured. If it was something to do with his emotions, he would have shifted out of love. But it's a level of obedience and commitment of my will and submission of my will to the Father that we ascend to a place of love in God, that love is being produced by the Holy Spirit in our lives, that we are becoming love. Jesus is love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God is love. And God wants to transform you and I, that we become love like he is, like Jesus is. That is a part of our transformation road, that the love of God would permeate our lives, that we would be saturated and filled and know the love of God and give the love of God. I'm excited about the Holy Spirit today, and I'm excited about this topic today. Walking, abiding, continuing in love, in God's love, not my own love. Oh my gosh, my love will fail every time. Even when we desire, right? Even when we desire, the enemy sometimes has a way of snatching the rug from under us, and before we know it, we fall. And guess what we do when we fall? When we stumble and fall, guess what we do? We act up and we come out of love. And when we come out of love, we come into our feelings. We come into our flesh. We come into a fallen nature, fallen place. And so therefore, today I want to remind you and I both, I need this reminder that it is very possible, and it is God's heart and desire for us to do, as the scripture said in John 15 and 9, all the way through verse 14. Verse 10 says, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And that is the place that we want to be. We want to be in that place of abiding in the Father's love. There's so many benefits. I want to tap into this a little bit more. I'm about out of time for today, but I want to dig a little deeper in this, because this is good to me. This is how we overcome. This is a supernatural key from the Lord that we can have the power to overcome in every area of our lives, and that is through abiding in the love of God. So I thank you so much for tuning in on today. Thank you to everyone listening. This is once again Victory International Praise Ministries. We're at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. We're here each weekday at 6 p.m. right here on WWBC 100.7 FM. May God bless you, strengthen you, and may you continue to walk in the love of God.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is VIPMinistries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.